Now, since we brought this story to you, and let me be more accurate, since Sarah and her mother Jane appeared on the Nolan Show, television show, last Wednesday, you know that they went to London and had an abortion. Since Chris, who discovered just a matter of weeks ago that his twins will die, and they came to the public domain to ask for help. Since that has happened, this story has been reported nationally. And indeed, the issue here in Northern Ireland was brought up in the House of Lords yesterday when a Labour peer raised the issue. Baroness Thornton said the NHS should pay for women from Northern Ireland who have to travel to England for a termination.
Would it not be fair that Northern Ireland women who need and want terminations under these very unhappy circumstances should have them provided free under the NHS elsewhere in the UK where this provision is not illegal? And would the noble lady care to reflect upon the issue raised about how women in one part of the UK are denied rights and access to terminations that are available to all other women in the UK? And I recognise that devolution is devolution, but surely it was not intended to achieve this unsatisfactory outcome for women in Northern Ireland.
A government spokesman said it was an issue for the people of Northern Ireland.
The current difference in legislation means that women travelling to England for an abortion generally make their own arrangements and fund the procedure themselves. To make exceptions to this would be a major departure from the system of residence-based responsibility. And the separation of powers between the health services in the four jurisdictions of the UK. The noble lady, I believe, will recognise that this is a sensitive issue, that the previous Labour government, when it was putting in place the devolution settlement, believed should be left to the people of Northern Ireland to decide themselves.
The former Lib Dem politician Lord Steele questioned why Northern Ireland was still using a law on abortion from 1861.
Some 14 years ago, when we were legislating on setting up the devolved administrations in Scotland and Wales, there was a serious debate in both houses about where the responsibility for administering the law on abortion should lie. And the decision was taken, in my view quite rightly, that the law should be uniform throughout the UK. So why should we leave Northern Ireland with an 1861 piece of legislation? Yeah.
The former Northern Ireland Police Ombudsman, Baroness O'Lone, welcomed the government's assertion that abortion was an issue for Stormont.
Is she aware that abortions do occur in Northern Ireland and that there is an ongoing legal duty to recognise that the unborn child, whatever its state of health, is deserving of protection? And is it not the case that England and Wales now needs to reconsider its law on abortion, given that we have a situation in which it is lawful to terminate the life of a baby simply because that baby is a little girl?
Well, a government spokesman denied abortions on the basis of sex were happening legally in Great Britain.